Blog Talk Radio.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon-coming King awaits. Are you a writer, or do you have a story to tell and maybe you need a little help with your writing? Well, go to Treehouse Publishers today. We can help you achieve your dream. Dreams come true in our house. Do you have a book just waiting in your spirit to come out and share with the world? Well, Treehouse Publishers will help you to achieve your dream. Write that book today. Sell your book in London, in Africa, and many other countries. Let your tree bear much fruit with Treehouse today. Go to www.gotreehouse.org. Hello, Bride. Good evening. This is your host, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, which is just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. Listen, Bride, I want to thank you for partnering with us on this 40-day prayer initiative. Look, we are almost finished, Bride. We are on day number 32. We've only got 8 days left to storm the gates of heaven for 2017. How many words have we heard this year about what God is going to do in 2017? What I'm hearing, like, usually I'm like a scribe where I interpret what I hear the Holy Spirit saying through all the speakers and guests on the radio and TV and all that. What I hear God saying is this: we are in for a very abundantly blessed financial year. The ones that have been trusting God for buildings and provision, this is the year it's going to come. This is the year for people to step into their identity, the bride to come out of the caves, to step into their place of destiny this year. So I pray for all of y'all that have been under an onslaught attack from the enemy since January. I pray right now we all hold on. Amen. In Jesus' name. We hold on to the horns of the altar. And instead of us resulting to other things, we result to Jesus and the Holy Spirit to give us comfort during this time and to help us to endure. Amen. So, Bride, look, we are on day 32 in Mark Batterson's book, Draw the Circle. This book is so amazing. Every day he gives us another point or another encouragement. Look at what today is. Now, y'all that are watching live, you may want to call in because today is about testimonies. Get a testimony is what he says. He says, since the release of Circle Maker, I've become a connoisseur of prayer testimonies. Hardly a day goes by that I don't hear a story that makes me want to cry or give God a round of applause. He talks about in here how testimonies, he says here, those testimonies have lit a fire under my faith unlike anything I've ever experienced. When God answers a prayer, no matter how big or how small, we need to share it. It's a stewardship issue. If we don't turn the answer to prayer into praise, it may very well turn into pride. Now, Bride, this is very important. He is saying in this book that when God does the miraculous things in our lives, it is our responsibility to turn around and give God the glory. You know, the Lord woke me up the other morning, and he said, I'm about to take you in your promised land. You better give me the glory for what I'm about to do. He's already laid down the law. We must give him the glory, Bride. You know, it just comes up in my spirit about the book of Acts. You know, King Herod, whenever all the people were sitting around saying, oh, you're so wonderful, you're so great, and he took it all in like he was almighty and all that and a bag of chips, and what did God do? He let him die right there. So we have got to make sure we give God the glory. Look, there's no title. There's no status. There's no position. There's no money that is above the glory of God of what he has done in our life. And I'm going to share a testimony. Here we go. I'll give you one where the Lord really whipped me good. This is kind of funny, but it's really sad. When I was in Bible college back in 2005 and 6, I was in Columbus, Ohio, and the Lord done such great miracles to get me there. I was 36 years old. I went up there on nothing but a dime. Now, Brandy, you know this story. I went up there with nothing but a dime, and when I got to Columbus, there was an apartment waiting on me. People started giving me furniture. God put me through this fiery trial and all this stuff, and then he turned around and did all these miracles. Well, one day, in Bible college, we had to wear suits every day. And I only had like three suits, so I'd mix and match. And I had one ugly dress. This dress was orange, lime green, red, yellow flowers. Now, y'all know big women do not wear flowers. So, anyways, I had this one ugly dress. And I said, it was on a Sunday morning. I sang in the choir. So I got to church early, and then I left after everybody left. So I said, I am going to wear that ugly dress today because I'm in the choir and no one will see me. So I get to the church. I have this ugly dress on. I get to the choir, and the choir director, I put my robe on. I'm like, yes, because when the cameras at Rob Parsley's church, when the cameras ride by, we're up in the loft. So the cameras do like this, and it scans your head, you know. So we always made sure, you know, that we had our hair done in our face, you know, for the camera. But we was all behind the robe. So that day, listen to what God did. The choir director got up there, and he said, today we are going to sing down front. We're going to sing on the platform. And I was like, okay, I'll at least have my robe on. He said, and we're going to sing without our robes. I was like, no, it can't be. Now, this choir had like 100 people, you know, so I thought, okay, well, I'll get in there and I'll hide in between the 100 people. So I get up there and I hide in between all the 100. So look, Bride, we're doing like this. We're swaying, you know. It was a jamming choir, so we're dancing side to side, all into it. So I'm like, this ain't bad. So then he says, we're going to sit down front. In front of the pastor tonight. I'm like, okay. So we go down front, and I sit in between all the 100. So I am laying low, buddy. I am hiding from everybody. All of a sudden, pastor's up there, and he says, we need church buses. Well, I knew he was telling the truth because I was one of the drivers. So I just nonchalantly looked at him and said, amen, pastor. You know, thinking he'd never see me among the 12,000-member church. You know what he did, bro? Listen to how God set me up. He looked over to me. He goes, you, stand up. And I looked. I was like, I know he's not talking to me. I was shrinking down. I was like, I know he's not talking to me. He goes, you, June night stand up. And I was like, no. You know, I was like, it can't be. So I stood up. He goes, I want everybody around her to sit down. I want all cameras on her. Now listen, Bride. The cameras behind Rod Parsley is like a sea of TV screens. So all I saw was a sea of orange, yellow, green. I mean, it was like my worst nightmare, okay? So I was already like froze in terror. Then he says, this woman, she volunteers more than anybody. She's our high school cheerleading coach. She's a championship coach. And he's going into all this stuff, you know. And I'm like so embarrassed I could just fall over and die. But then here's what happens. His mom come up to the platform and said, have her come up here on the platform and give the testimony of what God did to bring her here. Let me tell you what I did, Bride. This is horrible. I looked at him like, if you call me up there, I will seriously fall over and die. Because it was like putting me on global television, you know. And so I was like, I looked at him like I was just frozen fear. I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. And he looked at me. He was going to do it. He looked at me, and then he looked at his mom, and he said, maybe some other time. I was like, oh, my God. I sat down, Bride. I am not proud of this either. I had to repent greatly. I sat down so embarrassed because now everybody in the world saw me in this ugly dress, okay? So afterwards, like thousands of people come up to me. It seemed like it was probably hundreds. But they come up and they was like, hey, loving on me and everything. Man, you know I burned that dress after that. Yes, I did. But let me tell you what God did. 7 years later, after I went through my fiery trial, my misery, what I did is I reached in there, my suffering, like I put on Facebook yesterday, I reached in there and pulled me out of Bible college and brought me back home because my child was sick. So instead of trusting God, I tried to save myself. So I go back to Tennessee. 7 years in misery, 7 years going around the wilderness. In prayer, one day when I surrender everything back to the Lord, when I get in the prayer closet, the Lord told me, he said, don't be vain. I said, what do you mean? You know, like me be vain? I was like, what do you mean? He said, do you remember what you did to Rod Parsley? And he flashed it back before my eyes about that day when I refused to testify that day. And I was outside talking to the Lord, you know. I said, yes. And he said, you refused to give me glory because you had an ugly dress on. It was not about you. It was about me and what I did. And you would refuse to testify for me because of your ugly dress. Man, do y'all know I was weeping in his presence. What can you say? I was weeping. Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't see it like that. I just saw it like I'm too embarrassed to get up in front of millions of people in this ugly dress. But the Lord let me know, no, you did not give me glory in that ugly dress is what you did. So I had to repent, Bride. Let me tell you, the Lord told me, he said, I'm going to put you on national TV again, and don't ever do that again. He said, you are going on global television, and you will give me the praise this time. He said, you serve me and do what I tell you to do no matter where you're at, no matter what you look like, and it's not about you, it's about me. So, boy, whoo, did I have to repent. And let me tell you, he put me through the fire, Bride. Yes, he did. He put me, this one time I had an interview with this big pastor that was on TV and everything, and I was so excited. It was like, at this time, this was years ago, this was my biggest interview yet. I could not wait to interview this guy, and we was going to have professional cameras and everything. But let me tell you what God did. He shut everything down. He did not allow me to, I was homeless that day. I was not able to get dressed. I was not able to fix my hair, put on makeup. I mean, it was like one thing after another. Bam, bam, bam. So So I still go to the interview in obedience, okay? I stepped up on the platform, and the pastor looked at me like, oh, my God, how can you do an interview dressed like that? I'm telling you, my natural self, I was so embarrassed, Brad. My normal self, I would not have done that. But I looked at him, and I said, I know. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me right then. He said, this is what I'm talking about. He said, you obey me no matter what you're doing and what you look like. So I was like, yes, sir. Let me tell you what God did. I got behind the camera. I sat down in the chair with all the embarrassment and everything on me. In obedience, I sat down in that chair, and when them cameras come on, let me tell you something. The fire of God hit that set, honey. Whoo! Yes, it did. The presence of the Lord was all over that interview. That was the best interview ever. It wasn't about me. The Lord showed me. It wasn't about you. See, no matter what you look like, it was about me and my glory. So anyways, I just wanted to tell you that story about testifying, about giving testimonies. It's not about us. It's about Him and what He did for us to give Him glory. That's what He wants. You know, you think about the apostles in the book of Acts. You know, I don't remember which ones, but they was coming around the corner and all these people were praising them. And they was like, hey, look what y'all did. Hey, y'all are awesome. They ripped their clothes off. They said, no, don't give us glory at all. It's all Him. So we just have to remember that, Brad. Amen. Okay, he says here in the book, he says, I wonder if the lack of awe in many churches is directly attributable to the lost art of the testimony. Now, all you pastors, listen to this. Churches that see people radically saved are usually churches that allow radically saved people to share their testimonies. How many of us are in churches that see this anymore? Isn't this sad? We don't see people standing up and giving their testimony. Is it any wonder that what gets celebrated gets replicated? Wow. When a testimony of healing is shared, for example, those who hear it get an infusion of faith to believe God for healing in their own lives. Those testimonies double as prophecies. When we share a testimony, we are loaning our faith to others. When we listen to a testimony, we are borrowing faith from others. Either way, the church is edified and God is glorified. Amen. So, then he talks about crazy prayers. One of my pastor friends and a local hero is Mike Mentor. Mike is the founding pastor of Rest On Bible Church, where he has served for nearly 4 decades. One day over coffee, Mike told me about a missionary friend named Jamie Winship, whose mission field is the Muslim world. Jamie travels to Baghdad frequently. He knows the Quran backward and forward, and he has led countless imams to faith in Jesus Christ. Now listen, Brian, this is good. Jamie is one of those guys who prays crazy prayers, and then crazy stuff happens. Divine appointments happen right and left. He'll be praying for a particular imam, and that imam will just happen to be on the same plane going to the same place or in the same restaurant at the table right behind him. One morning, Mike was scheduled to have breakfast with Jamie, so he prayed, Lord, I am just sick of hearing stories. I want to see one. Do something sovereign that is unmistakable. When they got in line to place their order, Mike noticed that the woman in front of them was wearing the traditional Muslim hijab with head covering. All they could see was the woman's eyes. Jamie greeted her in Arabic, which got her attention. Then he said, I know you. Even though he could only see her eyes, he said, I heard you speak at the University of Georgia a year ago. To which she responded, well, I remember you. You sat on the front row. Not only was this woman one of the most influential Muslim women in the world, but Jamie had been praying for her by name. In fact, he had been praying that he would meet her, but he didn't know how to contact her. She happened to be in D.C. from out of town, and evidently God knew they both liked Panera Bread. Don't y'all love Panera Bread? I love it. Hey, Cheryl. Hello, sister. Hey, Karen. Hey, Jimmy. Love y'all. As a result of the meeting, this woman contacted a number of leading imams who met with Mike and Jamie to dialogue about faith. I think Jamie's prayer, coupled with Mike's prayer for something sovereign to happen, collided at Panera. That is a divine appointment of biblical proportions. How many of us need divine appointments? Come on now. And it reveals the power of two people praying. You never know when your prayer will collide with someone else's prayer and result in a miracle. But this is what happened with Mike and Jamie. They tag-teamed in prayer, and it resulted in a supernatural synchronicity. You can call me a simpleton, but I believe that God is still seated on his throne. And if God is ordering my footsteps, and I believe he is, then he is going to make sure I get where I need to go and meet whomever I need to meet. I hope this testimony to God's sovereignty is encouraging, but it's also meant to be an exhortation. Mike wasn't satisfied with simply hearing someone else's story. Secondhand faith wasn't enough. There comes a point when you, like Mike, grow weary of hearing other people's stories. You need a story of your own. It's got to have your name on it. You've got to see it, hear it, taste it, feel it, touch it, and smell it for yourself. Come on now. You need to go get a testimony, then you need to share it. Yes. Listen to this. Most of us are educated way beyond the level of our obedience. Wow. That is powerful. So, yes, Brad, don't do like me and let God do all these miracles and then you don't turn around and share it and testify and then you get rebuked and greatly punished, you know, greatly rebuked for disobeying God and not giving him the glory. We just cannot do that. Okay, so today we are going to focus on several prayer requests. We have a lot going on in our country right now, Bride. Oh, my goodness. We have got a lot going on. We need to be praying. We need to be coming in agreement. Okay. I see you, Jimmy. I'll add you on the prayer list here. All right. So let's go ahead and pray for our country, Bride. We are going to come together in agreement. Remember, when two or more agree is touching anything, that prayer will be answered. We're going to come together in agreement for our nation. Look, today Rex Tillerson was finally sworn in as the Secretary of State. So we are going to pray for him right now. Lord, we pray for Rex Tillerson. We are in agreement, Lord. For him being Secretary of State in the United States, God, we pray, Lord, that you give him supernatural wisdom about these countries, about the other countries, Lord. We pray, God, that he will be led of your Spirit, that he will seek your face, God, for the nation, and that he would have supernatural connections, just like we talked about in the book, Lord. Supernatural connections for Rex Tillerson. That he would make in these foreign countries, Lord, and that he would be able to give honor to our country and not disgrace when he meets with these other countries, Lord, and that he will not be apologizing for our nation and bringing disgrace upon our name, but he will actually be standing up for us, Lord, and bringing honor to our nation, God. So we just pray wisdom on him. We pray protection on him, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over him, Lord, and we pray that you help him to do this with character and integrity, Lord, for our nation, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, God. Okay, now we are going to pray for Judge Neil Gorsuch. I think that's how you say his name. He is the one, the Supreme Court nominee. Let's go ahead and pray for him, Lord. We pray, Lord, that he will get confirmed. We thank you, God, for his exemplary record that he has, Lord, how he has served our country, how he has served our courts, Lord, the district courts, how he has stood up for righteousness as such in the Hobby Lobby case. He has stood up for righteousness and what is right, Lord. He follows the Constitution, God, so we pray that you give him favor with all of the Senate, Lord. Give him favor with Congress, Lord. Give him favor with the other Supreme Court justices, Lord. Thank you, God, so much for giving us a conservative over the Supreme Court, God. Someone that will uphold your values and uphold your kingdom. And we thank you for that, God, for pressing your kingdom forward, Lord, through all of these cabinet members, God. So we pray protection over him and his wife, protection over their family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the honor of him representing our country in the Supreme Court, Lord. Lord, we lift up Secretary of Defense James Mattis that was sworn into office, Lord. We pray right now, God, that you would give him strategies from heaven. Just like I think of the kings, Lord, the way that you would give them strategies in impossible situations on how to win wars. We pray, God, that you do that for him, that you give him wisdom, that you would give him insight into what other countries are doing, prophetic insight, Lord. Give him dreams. There's nothing beyond you working with him with strategies and tools to be able to do his job, Lord. So help him on that, Lord. Bless him and his family. Give them safety, Lord. Bless them with supernatural safety, Lord. Send them angels to protect him as he does what he needs to do, Lord. And we pray for our veterans, God. Help our veterans to be able to have the right care that they need, Lord, and a country that will appreciate their veterans, Lord, and a country that will help to support them and to honor them, Lord, for their service to our country. So we thank you, Lord, that it's divine appointment that you have put James Mattis in the office, Lord. So thank you for that, God. Okay. All right. I think that's it for our nation. Well, I do want to pray something else for our nation before we move to personal prayer requests. Lord, I pray for all of the church, for the bride, that we would be in unity, that the spiritual leaders would come together for kingdom's sake, that they would drop all other loyalties, race, creed, anything, except your kingdom, that they would be loyal to your kingdom and what you want to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray unity of all the churches, Lord, unity of the spiritual leadership, Lord, that they would come together and support this administration, Lord, that they would support this people that we have prayed for so many years to get people in there with conservative values. Now that we have it, Lord, let the church come behind them and support them like we voted for them, Lord. Let us come behind them and support them in prayer, undergirding them in prayer, and partnering with them where they need help, Lord. I think of where John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what can you do for your country? So help us, Lord, to serve our country as the bride of Christ in prayer and in support, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise for that, God. This is a new day, Lord. This is a new dawning for our nation, Lord. You have truly blessed our nation. You have truly blessed our country and our Constitution. And you have honored us and given us a stay of grace. And we thank you for that, God, so much, Lord. We recognize your glory and what you're doing on the earth today, Lord. And we just want to thank you, too, for President Trump saying, and he even said it today, yesterday when he said, God bless America and this glorious nation. And then today when he spoke about the other guy, he's like, he spoke something very eloquent about how much he loves this nation. So thank you so much, God. We give you glory and praise. Okay, for all of my friends out there, I'm going to go ahead and pray for your personal needs. Yesterday, when I prayed for a fellow minister, she is a missionary in Texas, I misunderstood her text because when I'm on here live and I can only see three or four because it scrolls as y'all are typing, so I misunderstood her text. So now that I understand what she was saying, I want to pray for her. She asked that we pray for her friend, Claudine Oliver, to go with her to Africa. She needs $2,338. Lord, we pray for Claudine. We pray, God, you open every door. You give her the supernatural provision, Lord. So many people want to go on missions trips, Lord, and it does require money. But, Lord, you can supernaturally give her the money, Lord. We call that money in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray you prepare her heart to love those people over in Africa, Lord, that you prepare her spirit to battle before she even goes, Lord, because our battle is not with flesh and blood, it's with the principalities and the powers of the air, that you have prepared Claudia just as you have prepared Jerry to be able to go to that country and take the territory so that they can do what they need to do in the spirit there, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We put Claudia in the palm of your hands, Lord, believing you to move on her behalf, God. Lord, we pray for Nora. Miss Nora, my friend, she's also in Texas. Miss Nora, I guess, is going to a church that is being divided right now over politics. So we want to pray right now over her church. First of all, I just want to pray against the spirit of strife in her church right now. In Jesus' name, I bind that spirit of strife. I command you to loose that church. Let them go in Jesus' name. And I loose love in that church. Just a supernatural wave of love to flow through there. And that all offenses would be forgiven. That they would forgive each other for the offenses. And, drop any offense. Basically, that's what that would be. A division is offense. So I pray that they would forgive each other, that love would reign in that church, that your mercy would flow over that church, and that your will would be done in that church, Lord. And for Nora, I pray, Lord, because I know her, that she would be the first one to extend that arm of love, that she would forgive and extend the arm of love to the other members and be the one that brings the peace. The Bible says that we are the givers and bringers of peace. So that you would help her to bring peace in that situation, in that church, in Jesus' name. Okay, now remember, bride, when two or more agrees touching anything, that prayer will be answered. So when you're partnering with me in prayer, we are moving mountains today on behalf of these people. Okay, Rachel is my cousin. We are going to pray for her husband. He fell off, I think, a 30-foot building and broke his back years ago, and he's had all these battles since then. Then they had a car wreck, and, you know, the enemy's tried to take this family out. So we are going to pray for healing right now in the name of Jesus over Tim. Lord, we lift up Tim Hodum to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lord, you wrote his book before time began, and you said, I want Tim's life to be like this. I want Rachel's life to be like this. And, Lord, we know that your word says that by your stripes we are healed. And we claim that over him. We claim that over this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And the book that you wrote has such a great destiny for him, Lord. Together, the bride partners with you, God, partners with you on behalf of this family. Restoration. I feel God's presence right now so much. Restoration in this family. Restoration to Rachel. Restoration to Tim. Restoration to the children. Restoration to the home. Restoration to the finances. That old devil is a liar. Amen. We are not going to believe the report of the enemy. Whose report will you believe? We will not believe that report in Jesus' name. So I stand tonight with you, Rachel and Tim. with heaven, that you would be restored and that you would be healed and that you would have all that you need in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Bride, please tell me y'all are in agreement with me for them. Amen. Okay. The next one is Miss Brandy. She is a praise and worship leader, and she has had a battle with sinuses, and she has to travel this weekend with me to the Smoky Mountains this weekend. We're traveling to a women's conference. So, Lord, we pray right now for Brandy's sinuses. Lord, we pray that you heal her sinuses, Lord. We pray right now, Lord, just supernaturally heal all that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that by your stripes she is healed, and we are coming together in agreement for her in Jesus' name. She will be able to sing this weekend, and she will be able to sing the glory of the Lord to those women, and those women will be set free supernaturally. I pray over that conference right now. That all the women that come will be supernaturally set free in whatever area they are battling in Jesus' name. That you would be with Miss Opal, that Miss Opal, she's the one leading it, that you would give her the strength to be able to do this conference, Lord. Financial provision for Opal, food provided for Opal, the building, all the money she's going to need, Lord, and wisdom on how to handle everything. In Jesus' name, and we lay that conference at the foot of the cross, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let's see here. Okay, Evangelist Jesse asks that we pray once again for John Wayne Clark. He says he's really stressing over this house deal that he has going on. So, Lord, we pray for John Wayne. We pray, Lord, peace in his heart, peace in his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray the blood of Jesus over him. And, Lord, I pray that you send people, Lord, that will help him during this time, Lord, and will hold up his arms in the midst of his suffering, Lord, and that he will seek your face while he's hurting, Lord, and not other things in Jesus' name. Okay, here's another lady. Her name is Claudia. She's a friend of mine. I go to church with her. She wants me to pray for health and healing in her family. Lord, we pray for Miss Claudia right now in Clarksville, Tennessee. We pray, God, that you heal her, heal her son, heal her husband, heal her family. Give them health and healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for all of the things that you have in store for that family. A family is an institution by you, God. So we cover them right now with love, with our prayers, with the blood of Jesus over this family, asking you, God, to move on their behalf, Lord, and to ward off every demonic spirit that is trying to oppress and depress anyone in that family. That's what I see right now, Claudia. So I pray right now, God, that you send forth angels to go down and fight this fight against the spiritual warfare that's going on over this family right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare victory over Claudia and her family in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Okay, now we're going to pray for some of the team members from the prayer team. Dr. Judy, she is on the road right now. She's got several speaking engagements. So right now, Lord, we pray that you give her the supernatural downloads of the sermons you want her to preach at these speaking engagements, Lord. That you would be with her in her travels, safe travels in her car, Lord. Protect her, Lord. Put angels around her car, God. So we pray that you be with her everywhere she goes, giving her favor with all these churches, favor in the cities, Lord. And thank you for giving her direction through all of this, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Dr. Judy will be back with us tomorrow night. Okay, we're going to pray for my spiritual son, Jimmy. He is battling in his throat and congestion. Lord, we pray right now healing to Jimmy, to his throat right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Healing of all the congestion in Jesus' name, Lord. Holy Spirit, I ask that you just wash him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, cleansing him, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you help Jimmy and some decisions he's going through, Lord. Giving him wisdom in his decisions, wisdom in his life, Lord. And give him, how would I say this, extra grace in school since he's a student. Give him grace to do his classes and to have understanding. That's what I meant. Clarity in his mind and understanding to be able to understand his schoolwork, Lord. In Jesus' name, bless him, Lord. Bless his family. His mom's new business she's branching out into, Lord. Bless them all in Jesus' name. Okay, now, Brian, before we get off here, I just want to say hello to Steve and Cassandra. What's up? Hello. I want us to pray for, I wanted to ask for prayers for me about my mom, but I did forget one. This girl named Regina that's watching the broadcast asked that I pray for all of you, so I will. Lord, I pray for everyone watching the broadcast, Lord. I pray that whatever they're asking you for, that you would grant it to them when it's in your will, Lord. Whatever they're asking you for, Lord, healing, stress relief, peace, financial, buildings, cars, a home, whatever they're asking you for, Lord, I am partnering with them tonight and with heaven that it shall come to pass in Jesus' name, and that you would give them, Lord, their heart's desire, everyone that's watching, Lord, everyone that's listening. Give them their heart's desire, Lord. You know every one of their lives, Lord. You know what these people are going through, Lord. They are your children. They are hurting. Some of them have real serious needs. Lord, you know all this, God. And I pray that all of us as your children, Lord, that we would seek your face through this process, through the trial, through the storm. That we would seek your face, Lord, and that we would grab the horns of the altar when everything is swirling around us and everything seems to be collapsing, is when we would grab you the tightest and trust in you, Lord. Because we cannot do anything without you, Lord. We are not anything without you. And I just pray for every one of them, that they would stand in the midst of the storm, that they would stand and just stand. That's just what I'm hearing, just stand. And help them in all of their needs, Lord, and give them clarity in hearing your voice, Lord, in understanding your will for their lives, Lord, and that they would know that we are not guaranteed tomorrow. We are only trusting in you for our lives. It's up to you when you want to take us home, Lord. But while we're here, we want to live your destiny and your will, so that when we stand before the throne, we can say, hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And that we will not have to stand before you as liars or people that have had character issues or people that have not had healing because they refuse to face themselves before the throne. Lord, help us, God. Help your bride to be healed, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Bride, I ask that you please pray for me. I still am having, some struggles with my mother's passing. Today I've cried probably 5 times, it's hard to, get my head back into working and to get back into everything. So I really need you to please continue to pray for me. I've got a lot of things going on in my head, so I need to have definite clarity. And everything that I pray for you, Brad, is what I so desire for myself. So I know, how you may be feeling. So I'm sowing into you, believing that God's going to do it for me as well. Amen. So if we don't have any other prayer. Well, thank you, Regina. Regina said it's good to see you smiling again. Aw. Amen. Brandy, can't wait for some girl time. Come on now. I can't either. I can't wait to travel. Yes, it's going to be fun traveling with you, Miss Brandy. Well, I hope y'all enjoyed my story. And, hey, Cliff and Kim, what's up? I hope that you will not make the same mistake I did about not giving God the glory when the glory was due to him. We cannot hold back. We have to give him all of the glory. Amen. So, Bride, I pray that you be blessed, and I pray that you have a very wonderful evening, and we will see you tomorrow night. Now, we will not be doing this Friday and Saturday because I will be in the Smoky Mountains with those women, okay? So, I love you, Bride, and God bless you. Let me see here.